Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 8:10 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 73 degrees right here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. We want to say hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. Of course, we talk a lot about, in the city of Rock Hill, the poet laureate, Angelo Jeter. We've had him on many times, such a talented guy. But now the city of Rock Hill has a junior poet laureate, and I do not want to butcher her name, even though she's given me the phonetic spelling of it. So I'm going to let her do the honors and introduce herself, because you work very hard for this title. I don't want the stupid guy on the radio to butcher it for you. So why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Alexandra Arratis.
All right, and you're the city's junior poet laureate. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
So this is something that you applied for, in air quotes, but this was a lengthy process. This was not filling out like two or three questions on an application. Tell me about yourself. Like, you had to do a lot to get this distinction, and walk us through what that process was like.
Yes. So my mom sent me the application. So shout out to her. But I had to submit, I think it was like 5 poems. And I go to the Governor's School for the Arts and Humanities, so up in Greenville. So I had already worked on some of those poems, and I had a poetry portfolio. And so I submitted some of those poems from that. And then we had to write a few questions. But yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You had to do a lot, so to speak, for sure. So what is it about poetry that just speaks to your heart?
I think it's just writing in general. I've gone through some trauma, and so writing has always been a form of therapy for me. And it's been a way to work through that pain and embrace empowerment through my writing and my voice. And so poetry has just always been my go-to. But yeah.
Oh, that's great. So when people think about poetry, they might think of just William Shakespeare a little bit, simple little ballad, so to speak. What do people get wrong about poetry that you would like for them to understand more about it?
I think coming to the Governor's School is so strange, because I went for the summer programs, and it was so weird because we started writing poetry, and everybody thought that they had to rhyme in their poetry, or they had to say, like, thou art. And yeah. it was so funny, because it has so many forms, and we read so much different poetry. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that it doesn't have to fit a certain mold. No writing does. There are so many genres, and if there isn't a genre, you can create a genre. And I think that's the beautiful thing about writing, is you can do so much with it. And that's what I love.
So well said. The rhyming part, definitely agree with you on that. If you said, hey, write me a poem right now, I would make sure it rhymes. So that's one misconception. So when you start writing a poem, where do you come from? You spoke earlier that what is impacting you in your life kind of influences your writing. Does it come out pretty quickly? Do you ever get writer's block, or, you know, does it always also need to be sad and like sad and or lovey? Can it be fun and uplifting as well?
I think it varies.
Okay. Based on your mood?
Sometimes.
Okay.
It's like there was I recently read a poem for Black Lives Matter, and it was inspired by Amanda Gorman. And I started writing that poem when everything was going on with the police brutality. And that poem, like, probably took me, like, a year from the time of George Floyd's murder to, like, my recent conference for the Speak Up Youth Conference. Like, it was that long of me working on it. But then there are poems where, like, I wrote one the other day, and it ended up being, like, 3 pages long. So it really varies.
So, and again, they can be short, but they also can be long, like 3 pages long. Wow.
I have a few short ones too.
Oh my goodness. Wow. When you look at poets, who do you speak to? Amanda Gorman certainly is one that is...
Two of my favorites are Rachel McKibbins and Jericho Brown.
Okay.
Those are two of my favorite poets, and those are poets that I look up to, and I've kind of not copied off of, but I've definitely, whenever I'm having writer's block, I go to them, because I have their books, so I read their books when I'm having writer's block, and they help me to... Right.
Oh, we're speaking with Alex. She is the city's junior poet laureate, just named that just a couple of weeks ago. What do you think is the benefit of having a junior poet laureate in a city?
I think I love Angelo. I've already connected to him so much, but I think that the youth's voices are very hard to speak for unless you are a young person in our generation, because the generations are so different and things have grown and also minimized over time. And I think that it's, once again, so important. This is kind of sounding repetitive, but it's so important to have a young person in the media and to hear those voices, because I know different social media impacts than you do because I've grown up in social media more, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I think it makes total sense. Yeah, you write from your peers, mm-hmm. like your peers know. So if I had to write poetry for, you're 16, right? You're 16 years old?
Turning 18 okay, in November.
Well, boy, I downgraded your age, but that's all right. There'll be a time
okay,
where...
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. There'll be a time, though, when someone lowballs you on your age that you'll appreciate that you appreciate it. But yeah, to your point, if I had to write a poem right now for an 18-year-old, I wouldn't know where to start. I mean, I just don't... we have different life experiences, mm-hmm. which is great to have that. Do you think a lot of people your age are interested in poetry, or does social media grab a lot of their attention, or is that a misconception that we have of young people?
I think, once again, it varies, because at my former high school, Northwestern, a lot of my friends, when I got accepted into governor's school, they were like, I can't believe that you just want to sit in a classroom and write, for 4 hours every day. They were like, I can't imagine ever doing that. And they didn't like English because they didn't like writing and reading. But then at governor's school, you have people who love to be creative, and that's what they, we have people who complain because they don't get to read enough. And... I love that environment, but I think it really varies once again, depending on who you surround yourself with.
Yeah. Just like artists, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you've got different artist styles and different genres that they're interested in, so I think that makes sense. Angelo Jeter is going to join us. Stephen Stone has cornered him in the hallway there. We're going to try to get him in before we run out of time. Let me grab him real quick. There you go. Come on in. I said Stephen Stone and cornered him in the hallway.
Yes, we did.
We won't ever get out of that conversation. Good morning to you, Angelo.
Morning, Lucas. How you doing, my
Great.
Friend?
Good. So you got him. He should have a season pass here.
Right,
he's
I'm telling
here.
You.
He used to work here.
He's great.
We need to get him back.
That is true. The last time you were here, Angelo, we were trying to get
Yeah, y'all were. I think you got it.
Well, we're speaking with Alex, who's the city's junior poet laureate for Rock Hill. Mm-hmm. You are the city's poet laureate, right. Angelo Jeter. We were just talking about the importance of having a junior poet laureate. Of course, we've spoke to you before about having a poet laureate in the city.
For sure.
How many times can I say poet laureate? I get a dollar for every time.
It's a tongue twister. Yeah.
So you two will work together. Yes. How will you all work together, and how will that benefit our city? Will you all work at events together? Will you help to market the city? What does this partnership look like, I guess, moving forward in the next year or so?
Yeah, so I tell Alex all the time, and just for a clarification, it's Youth Poet Laureate.
Okay.
I know we call it junior, but it's youth is the official title.
Okay, perfect. All right.
What I told Alex from the beginning is that I feel like my job in terms of her position is to help kind of support anything that she wants to do with the different projects she has. So we've already talked about some initiatives regarding using poetry to promote body positivity, to promote mental health awareness, and really getting out to the youth and letting them see that poetry is a mechanism that everybody can use, right? It's not just older people. It's not just, it's not just William Shakespeare and, and Keats, right? It's everybody, right? You know, so that's kind of like my thoughts on how we'll work together. So we'll definitely do some workshops and things that we'll partner together as well. We do events, we'll do readings together. And so we'll really be working hand in hand. I think we've already done a pretty good job of that just through communication already.
Oh, that's great. So if someone's listening and they do like writing poetry and they just haven't found what they're passionate about yet, what advice do you give folks? What would you tell? Read.
Mm. Read a lot. I didn't mean to cut you
no,
off.
No, no, please.
That's the number one thing I've been told for all my life is read, read everything. Read newspapers, read like any poetry, read fiction, read nonfiction, like anything you can get your hands on because it all matters. Even like I love photography and I did photography for a few years and that even helped me write. Just seeing, because I love nature and I love writing about nature. That's one of the things. Just even taking pictures of things, even just going out on a walk and trying to see, like, write about a leaf.
Right.
See what comes from it. Like, yeah. You can get inspiration from anything.
Wow. So you would agree to just read?
Yeah, very well said. I think, and on top of reading everything, like, poetry doesn't have to be this big mammoth of an idea. It can literally be about us sitting here talking and have a conversation, you know, and that's a poem. So I think a lot of times we get in our heads that it has to be this super philosophical deep thing and really just writing in your journal or writing about your day, that is poetry. Wow. Right, you know, you might want to revise it or make it a little different way, but all that is poetry. So I think we just have to get out of our minds of what we consider poetry to be, right? And so when you do the readings and you do different experiences, that helps you to really write about whatever you experience. And so that's what's important.
Well, the city of Rock Hill is armed with two great poet laureates. We've got our youth poet laureate, Alex, and then our city poet laureate, Angelo Jeter. And we just appreciate you both so much. Thank you so much. And thanks for using the written word to further conversations, for sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much.